Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Social welfare group Empower Missouri says a new federal policy will help workers receive a fair wage. Executive Director Jeanette Mott Oxford says the rule will extend overtime pay to those making up to $47,000 and working more than 40 hours a week. Currently, that cutoff is $24,000.
Unfortunately, too many employers think about how can I have the lowest payroll cost possible and the biggest profit instead of what's the quality of life for my workers? Will I have a stable workforce?
Missouri Retailers Association President Dave Overfelt says the rule will force some employers to cut full-time workers' hours and benefits.
It's going to make it tougher on us and tougher on our employees to adjust, and we're going to have to adjust. We just can't magically make the extra profits we would need to be able to pay for this and stay in business.
The rule takes effect in December. The Missouri Republican Party's state convention is this weekend in Branson. University of Central Missouri political science professor Robin Kuhlman says there could be an attempt to change the party's rules in an effort to elect future candidates who more closely mirror the party's platform.
There's been some chatter about closing the primary. And when you close the primary, you have individuals who have to register as a Republican. You don't have those new voters coming in. And the reason why political parties have those closed primaries is because they want some control over who the nominee is going to be.
The party will select the final 25 of its 52 national delegates at this weekend's convention. Meanwhile, presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Ferguson is one of the most dangerous cities in not just America, but the world. Democratic Congressman William Lacey Clay said via Twitter that Trump knows nothing about Ferguson or keeping America safe. A recall of frozen foods has been expanded to more than 350 products sold under 42 brands, going back more than 2 years. CRF Foods says products made or processed at its Pasco, Washington facility since May 1, 2014 and sold in all 50 states and in Canada could be contaminated with Listeria. Find a list of the recalled products in the stores that sold them with this story at MissouriNet.com. A man on a moped fired gunshots last night at Columbia Police. 20-year-old Vincent Gachet Dawson was arrested for the incident. And the Kansas City Star is reporting that former Mizzou football quarterback Matty Mock is transferring to Eastern Kentucky University. A spokesman for the Colonels football team confirmed that Mock has signed an athletic grant and aid agreement. Mock was dismissed from the team in January for violating team rules. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.